And the parents of baby Daniel have appeared before the South Gauteng High Court today, but the matter was postponed to the 18th of December, further delaying justice for the brutally murdered child. We speak now to Women and Men Against Child Abuse Director Miranda Jordan, who was in court today. Miranda, good afternoon to you. This case has already dragged on for 2 years or so. What was today's postponement all about?
Yes, thank you, Joanne. Today's postponement was basically because Maria Kutsia, who is the defense lawyer for the mother who's accused, did not have his closing arguments ready, despite being given a court order on the 13th of July to have them in by the 3rd of September. He apparently came with a late sick note saying that he had been ill, which must have been very serious for the last 6 weeks, not to have been able to do this. And so we will be asking the Law Society to investigate the conduct of Maria Kutsia, who delayed justice for baby Daniel. And we see that as a violation of a court order which had been given to him on the 13th of July. And we really, I think we were all expecting, as an organization, Joanne, we took a lot of our members out of the clinics and other programs because we really wanted to show the court that we are very, very serious about getting justice for baby Daniel, and that they need to see the public outrage. And, you know, and for many of the people who took time off, and also for the public supporters who took a day's leave to come and support today, it was very disappointing. But more than that, which we will obviously be back on the 18th for, is the fact that it's a very, very long time to be postponed now because somebody did not get their heads of argument in on time. And you know, we also look at the prosecutor, Stephen Rubin, who's, you know, got himself a huge amount of work between then and the 18th, and to again have to be appear and time. And I just think it's just not acceptable. I think we were quite... Yeah, I think there was really a sense of deep disappointment today in the justice system. The judge was not in today. It was actually done by an alternate judge who postponed the case to the 18th of December. Yeah. And we must remember, Joanne, that the mother of baby Daniel continues to be out on bail and very much leading quite a normal life, except for her appearances in court. So, you know, we're hoping that we are going to have judgment on the 18th, and we hope that the judgment is a guilty conviction and that that bail will be revoked, because we don't expect any pre-sentencing sessions as far as mitigation and aggravation of sentence to be before 2019.
All right. I want to ask you about the mother in just a moment, Miranda, but I think we've had so many child abuse cases that sometimes we actually lose track of the details of these cases. Can you just remind us about the circumstances under which baby Daniel is believed to have died?
Okay, so over a course of approximately a year, baby Daniel was admitted into various hospitals under various names. And the last sort of incident that caused, and those were quite serious injuries with broken bones and fractures, etc. But he actually died of burns over 60% of his body. And we're talking about the type of burns that are... So when you boil water in a kettle and then you burn that, so the bath was run very, very, very high. Yes. And the burns, what happened is they could actually see at the autopsy that he had tried to get away from the burn. All his limbs are pulled up to try and escape what was actually happening to him. So, you know, if I tell you that Dr. Hans Meyer described him, and for sensitive viewers, we have to say that she described him as being cooked.
Oh, no. Well, what do you believe, Miranda, was the role of Daniel's mother in this case? Do you believe she was an active participant in the child's death or an observer who just failed to intervene?
I think that I'm not going to comment right now on that, Joanne, but I'm certainly going to say that at all his injuries, he was either present or aware, and certainly under the Children's Act, as far as what parents are obliged to act and do and get medical attention, we are aware that she was there after Daniel had been burnt. I don't want to say any more because we are waiting for heads of argument, but there is, there will be, and we will obviously share that, and I'm sure maybe you'll have advocate Stephen Rubin with his closing arguments, which are very damning.
All right. Thank you. Such a tragic case there. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. That was Miranda Jordan. She's the director of Women and Men Against Child Abuse. And indeed, this is one of the more horrifying cases we've seen of child abuse in the courts. Let's hope this can wrap up as soon as possible.